We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN and chatting with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette here on the show. And we're taking phone calls as well, 537-1350. Looks like we've got one. So I believe this is Robert. Go ahead, Robert. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you for all the conversation about the musicians. I had forgotten all the technical BOTEC training that they go through to accomplish the successes that they have seen through the life's journey. My folks came out of a little village called Atlanta, Kansas, into the World War II BOTEC training and worked their way up through multiple vocations and through their life, and even teaching other people, expanding other people's economic opportunities like you're doing all through their lives, and use their BOTEC training just to make an absolute fabulous life. And, of course, my first memories with them was that hit my dad's knee, learning things at 5 years old and being exposed to all that BOTEC training and having the old world school BOTEC, high school BOTEC training, and then going out into the real world and getting the state-certified BOTEC apprenticeship training all up through the years, so that when being trained, when Nixon shut the country down, I was able to go to Alaska to the pipeline immediately. And then years later, when Reagan shut the country down, I was able to come out here with the family and put in the high voltage taxiway lights on the new runway in Wichita. And all those things with the training, sometimes I was the only one in the area that had the blue radiation worker certificate to go into the nuclear powerhouse. All those kinds of BOTEC trainings. Of course, when I was working at the trade, I was also going back to BOTEC at night. And that might be a good opportunity now for you to contact your former students that want to expand their training now. It's like my son started with you, people there at Manhattan BOTEC, and now even with his master's degree in computer communications, he's using the BOTEC training that he was able to get from me and other lifetime experiences around the country. And it was having a wonderful application down in Phoenix of his skills. And, you know, all these types of things can expand your horizons to see the other opportunities in life. It's like raising my son down in Fort Lauderdale. He grew up with the Everett girls, and they're watching them develop. You have to invest into whatever you're wanting to develop a career. And watching the Everett girls invest their time and their efforts into that tennis training to come with the successes that they had in life. But you have to be there and pursue those opportunities. Now, maybe the Generation Z is not interested in that, but the millennials and some of those might be with what the economic advisors say, everybody's quitting their job and looking for something else. That gives an opportunity for the BOTEC training that can widen their horizons and increase their economic opportunities. Thank you so much for your efforts there at Manhattan BOTEC.
Thank you. Well, you know, what goes around comes around. A lot of the things he was talking about are actually coming back. Apprenticeships, more internships, work-based learning. The only sector of the state higher education system that's been growing the last several years are the tech college enrollment. Over the 5 year average over the last 5 years, we've had an increase of about 23% in headcount with the tech colleges, and every other sector's down. Our fall enrollment at the tech college was up almost 10%, and over the last 5 years, we're averaging 6.2% increase a year, and that includes the COVID downturn. Mm. So yeah, the growth is there. Young people, adults, et cetera, they're all figuring it out. I was telling Dave the other day, 7 years ago when I got here, we had 12 students starting early college classes with us at Manhattan High. Now we have over 400.
Wow.
And with what we're doing with the Career Academy Project, with what we're doing with our center in Wamego, especially with Wamego, Rock Creek School Districts, that number is going to hit close to 1,000, I think, within about 3 years. But again, it's a way to get the kids good jobs, started in post-secondary ed to get good jobs. It's not a dead end. You know, he mentioned it's a VOTEC. We call it tech ed. We're a tech college. But it's not a dead end, as it was in the old days for a lot of those trades. we're working on, we've had some discussions with leadership at K-State about some possible ways we might start some collaborative efforts to help their students and our students. We hope that'll pan out. I guess what I'd like a lot of people to realize, remember, we don't have taxing authority, unlike a community college or a school district. We don't get any county taxes or city taxes. Our budget's about $7 million a year. Our annual economic impact's about $20 million. So the folks around here are getting a return on the investment that we do have of almost 300% a year. And our track record shows if we can educate those students, we get them into the jobs, they do stay in this area. So all those things combined with what the Chamber of Commerce does, K-State does, et cetera, we can help shape the economic development fortunes of this region.
Yeah. Do you ever see that changing here, the taxing issue? Or
you know, I don't really want it. Okay. I need some help. We need help, especially on capital outlay. We're out of facility space. Not having it gives us more freedom to be responsive to change and move quicker. So I would hope that there might be folks within the city leadership, county leadership that would say every once in a while we need to figure out some way to help. Wichita Tech gets a county appropriation each year. It's not taxing authority; it's just an appropriation, but it's for capital projects. And that's really where I'm hoping we can head down the road. And we don't need fancy facilities. I need, you know, I call them Butler buildings, but we need space where we can spill oil, spill paint, weld, et cetera. I don't need anything that looks fancy. And I'm not against fancy buildings, but I don't need it.
Right. You just need something that's efficient.
Yep. Functional.
Yep. Got it. Well, anything else you want to highlight in this report here?
We've talked about a lot of it. You know, we're doing well, but there's always ways we can improve. What I would encourage folks to do is if they know someone interested in getting with our programs, to call out and make an appointment with our admissions folks. You can still take some classes coming up this spring. By next fall, we'll start a new program in industrial engineering technology. By next fall, we'll offer more at Waumego at our center there, including science classes, welding, et cetera. So, again, there's great opportunities. You can get trained. You know, you can get a CNA in as little as 6 to 8 weeks and get into the healthcare field as a first step. So really come check us out and see what we can do to help you out. We change people's lives, and that's what we like to do.
I know there's always, I cover Pottawatomie County government, and I know Sam covers Raleigh County. They've had a lot of openings for positions in their public works, and I know that these are the types of jobs you're training people for.
Right.
So.
It's all good stuff. And like I said, that testing center, we can even give people the test for if they're considering trying to go for the FBI or the TSA with the flying and the security. Those are among the different tests we give through our testing center. But I'd like people to check that out more because we can do a lot of things that people don't realize we can do. And it's also a recruiting tool for a lot of our HR departments around the community with what they can do to raise their employees' skills.
All right, very good. Well, if people want to reach you, what's the website
again? www.manhattantech.edu.
All right, pretty good. I saw you guys out at the parade, too, last week. You had a nice float.
They did a great job. We had fun with that with Polar Express. Our faculty and staff that get involved in those things, they love it. And they did a heck of a job. And they've still been talking about it all this week. So we like to have some fun out there.
Yeah, it seems like it. Well, again, looking forward to the graduation next week, and congratulations to everybody who's eligible for graduation. Dave, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay.
I really don't. Jim and I visited earlier, was it this week or last week? I guess it was last
week.
He is, one of our interviews is on the new GMC of podcast series called Philanthropy Today. We have this 25 Days of Christmas, and we're visiting with a lot of the organizations that the GMCF works through. And we got Jim and I had the same conversation.
I called it a rehearsal.
Well, he was ready for the show.
All right. You guys have a good holiday, okay?
You too, bud.
You do the same. Appreciate it. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking with Fort Riley. We're going to get some Christmas music on there, and we're also going to hear from the Manhattan Housing Authority tomorrow as well.